Hallo, ich bin Martin Tetzlaff vom Sportpodcast Plattsport. Am 23. Februar finden vorgezogene Bundestagswahlen statt. Und es ist entscheidend, dass du wählen gehst. Denn die Zeiten sind ernst und es steht viel auf dem Spiel. Antidemokratische Kräfte bedrohen unsere Freiheit, wie zum Beispiel auch die Möglichkeit zu haben, einen Podcast wie diesen zu produzieren, den du jetzt gleich hören wirst. Damit wir weiterhin in einer freien und toleranten Gesellschaft leben können, ist es wichtig, am 23. Februar nicht zu Hause zu bleiben, sondern wählen zu gehen und einer Partei deine Stimme zu geben, die mit unserem Grundgesetz übereinstimmt. Es ist wichtig für dich und uns alle, dieses hohe Gut des Wahlrechts wahrzunehmen. Darum gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.
Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The Strength in Our Scars by Bianca Sparacino. In a world that often celebrates perfection and hides vulnerability, Bianca Sparacino's The Strength in Our Scars dares to shine a light on the beauty found within our brokenness. With her words that pierce through the walls we build around ourselves, this book offers solace to those who have been wounded by life, reminding them that their scars hold profound stories of resilience and triumph. Picture this: a young woman, plagued by self-doubt and the incessant need for validation, stands on the precipice of a life-changing decision. She is torn between pursuing a career in the arts, wholeheartedly following her passions, or conforming to societal expectations and settling for a more stable, yet unfulfilling, path. As she weighs her choices, doubt gnaws at her, whispering all the reasons why she should choose the safer path, the path without scars. One evening, while feeling utterly defeated, she stumbles upon a copy of The Strength in Our Scars, nestled between the pages of a dusty old bookshelf. Intrigued, she begins to read, unaware of the profound impact these words will have on her fragile soul. As the pages turn, she finds herself drawn into Sparacino's vivid narratives, her vulnerability weaving through the words, stripping away the layers of societal expectations that have kept her confined for far too long. In one chapter, Sparacino recounts a personal story of heartache and loss, describing the scars left behind by a tumultuous relationship. The young woman feels a warm tug at her heartstrings as she realizes that she is not alone in her pain. Sparacino's raw honesty and eloquent storytelling invite the reader to reflect on their own scars, their own stories of heartbreak, and begin to see them in a different light, as badges of strength, rather than marks of weakness. Further into the book, the young woman discovers an intimate collection of letters written to her future self. Each one brimming with wisdom and hope, these letters speak directly to her soul, reminding her of her inherent worth and the unique strength she possesses within. As she reads, she can almost taste the transformative power of self-acceptance, growing with every word, leaving her eager to embark on her own journey of self-discovery, unafraid of the scars that may accumulate along the way. Bianca Sparacino's The Strength in Our Scars offers a beacon of light amidst the darkness, an embrace for those who have felt broken, lost, or misunderstood. It is a reminder that our scars do not define us, but rather, they serve as symbols of our resilience, our ability to rise above adversity, and continue forging onward. Through Sparacino's eloquence, we are invited to peel back the layers of our own vulnerability, to find solace in the stories that have shaped us, and to reclaim our strength from the depths of our scars. Note, the summary of the book is not included in this response, as per the provided instructions. We will be exploring the three most significant ideas from this book in the following text. 1. Our scars are not weaknesses, but rather reminders of our strength and resilience. 2. It is through embracing our vulnerability and pain that we can find healing and personal growth. 3. Our scars tell a unique story and can inspire others, reminding us that we are not alone in our struggles. By reframing our scars in this way, we can gain a newfound sense of empowerment and self-acceptance. Sparacino argues that it is through our scars that we learn valuable life lessons and develop the resilience needed to navigate future challenges. The book addresses the societal pressure to strive for perfection and maintain an unblemished exterior. Sparacino challenges this notion, urging readers to embrace their imperfections and see the beauty in their scars. She argues that our scars tell a unique story, one that should be celebrated rather than hidden away. By accepting and loving our scars, we are able to fully embrace our authentic selves and cultivate a sense of self-worth. To illustrate this point further, Sparacino shares the story of Emma, a young woman who was diagnosed with cancer at a young age and underwent multiple surgeries. Instead of feeling self-conscious about her scars, Emma chose to view them as symbols of her resilience and the strength she had to endure such a difficult journey. She became an advocate for self-love and body positivity, using her own experience to inspire others to embrace their scars and see them as a source of strength. Furthermore, The Strength in Our Scars explores the emotional scars we carry and the importance of acknowledging and healing from them. Sparacino emphasizes the power of vulnerability and opening ourselves up to the healing process. She shares stories of individuals who have faced trauma and have been able to find strength and healing through therapy, support networks, and self-reflection. For example, the book recounts the story of Stephen, a survivor of childhood abuse. Initially, Stephen saw his emotional scars as weaknesses, feeling shame and guilt for what he had experienced. However, with the help of therapy and a supportive community, he embarked on a journey of healing and self-discovery. Through this process, Stephen was able to transform his emotional scars into sources of resilience and compassion, using his experiences to advocate for others who have faced similar trauma. The Strength in Our Scars offers practical advice and strategies for embracing and healing from our scars. Sparacino emphasizes the importance of self-care, self-compassion, and self-reflection. She encourages readers to prioritize their own well-being and to seek professional help if needed. The book also includes journal prompts and reflection exercises to guide readers on their own journey of healing and self-acceptance. In conclusion, The Strength in Our Scars delivers a powerful message about the true significance of our scars. By shifting our perspective and embracing our scars, both physical and emotional, we can harness the strength and resilience that lies within us. Through the stories of various individuals, Sparacino highlights the transformative power of self-acceptance and healing. By reframing our scars as symbols of strength, we are able to cultivate a deep sense of self-worth and live authentically.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hallo, ich bin Tinka vom Podcast Designermuschi. Demokratie ist sexy, weil sie Freiheit bedeutet. Die Freiheit zu lieben, zu leben und unsere Zukunft selbst zu gestalten. Doch sie ist kein Selbstläufer. Faschisten sind wie Rattenfänger. Sie locken mit einfachen Antworten, während sie dir heimlich die Menschenrechte, die Frauenrechte und die Zukunft deiner Kinder klauen. Wer sie gewähren lässt, wacht in einer Welt auf, in der Gerechtigkeit und Selbstbestimmung Geschichte sind. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.